This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So how is the maker of Budweiser keeping your beverages flowing as of late? Machine learning, of course. Rest assured, your beer is being brewed efficiently and with technological advancements using low-cost sensors and algorithms. I feel better about drinking. How machine learning keeps making everything more efficient, even beer, after these tech headlines. Microsoft said access to its Bing search engine in China was restored, ending a disruption that came as Beijing tightened its grip on the internet. A development that comes at a sensitive time for U.S. companies operating in China, as a trade dispute between the two countries continues. It wasn't immediately clear why the search engine had become unavailable and whether the Chinese government had blocked it. For the latest updates to the story, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. As the digital media landscape continues to shift, BuzzFeed cuts 15% of its workforce. The layoffs could affect about 250 jobs across the digital publishing company. And the journal says the firm, among the most high-profile digital native publishers, is also looking to realign its resources and invest more in promising areas of business. Across the industry, online publishers have struggled to sustain growth in digital ads as they continue to run up against tech titans like Alphabet's Google and Facebook. Tencent scored an approval for two of its games from Chinese regulators following the end of a regulatory freeze on new gaming licenses, one that lasted most of last year. However, it should be noted that the company still hasn't gotten the green light it was seeking for two potentially lucrative games. One is called PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, the other, none other than Fortnite. Regulators stopped granting some publication licenses for 9 months last year amid a reorganization of agencies overseeing the gaming industry. Analysts have said there is a backlog of thousands of games industry-wide, and that at least several dozen for Tencent are still waiting approval. Coming up, how the maker of Budweiser is using machine learning to keep those beverages flowing. In order to predict when a brewery might malfunction, the world's largest beer maker might have a new solution. This Anheuser-Busch InBev plant, located in Fort Collins, Colorado, was the first among the company's 350 beverage-making facilities to test whether wireless sensors can ensure those beer machines run at their very smoothest. Here to talk more about this predictive sound technology is reporter for WSJ's CIO Journal, Sarah Castellanos. Welcome back, Sarah. So let's talk about the actual tech first. What do these wireless sensors do exactly, and what's the science at play here with this predictive sound tech, as it's called?
Yeah, so Anheuser-Busch wanted to test whether sound could help better predict maintenance issues on their equipment. This was a test that Anheuser did at a brewery in Fort Collins, Colorado, where sensors were placed on some motors, which measured certain vibrations that emit ultrasonic sounds. These are sounds that humans actually can't hear. The data was then analyzed in the cloud using machine learning algorithms, and they found that it could help predict when machines would fail, and it could do so hours in advance. So this way they could plan in advance for replacements, and they could also avoid production line shutdowns and equipment downtime.
So previously, was this was all done by humans, or was it a mix of the two? How was this done in the past?
Yeah, it was kind of a mix of two in the past. Humans have been really important in listening to sounds, obviously sounds that humans can hear,
not ultrasound sounds,
that are emitted by machines. These are, you know, experts in the field that have been working on these types of problems for decades. And now they're actually getting to retirement age. So this technology is super critical. And sensors have also gotten cheaper and more advanced. But in the past, at industrial equipment companies, for example, they would measure other things like temperature. And it was hard really to get any real-time data about how equipment and machinery was performing. So it was still pretty hard to avoid shutdowns of equipment. But now, advances in cloud computing, AI, edge computing, and sensors themselves are all kind of converging. And it's possible now to get real-time analysis of how equipment is doing in the field. And companies are now realizing that sound also is a really critical part and a good predictor of when machines might malfunction. One expert from Dolby Labs told me that it's similar to the way that doctors detect whether something is going wrong in your own body, like by detecting sound from your heart or your lungs, for example.
So you can see how this kind of efficiency, you know, from a company's perspective is essential. Any examples on how you can really just see how this is game changing in a facility like this?
Yeah, so predictive maintenance is a huge deal. Asset operators, like companies that own wind turbines or jet engines, are expected to save $1 trillion a year as a result of predictive maintenance techniques that include the use of AI and sensors. Chevron, for example, recently announced it was boosting its predictive maintenance efforts, and in that case, it could save them perhaps millions of dollars annually. And for Anheuser-Busch, this test actually prevented more than $200,000 in product loss at the one brewery in Colorado. So imagine if that was multiplied by all of their 350 breweries around the world. And they actually do expect to expand the test to at least one brewery in each of its six global regions this year.
All right. And so speaking to that expansion and you know, as this tech becomes more advanced, I'm assuming this becomes more accessible to these companies. Do you think that speeds up progress? I mean, do these facilities start to look and run very differently in the near future?
Definitely. I think in the next few years, it's not unreasonable to think that there could be a time when there's virtually no machine downtime because of these technologies.
Wow. It's a really interesting piece. I encourage listeners to check out more at WSJ.com. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more, head to WSJ's CIO Journal. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.